Hello, my name is Carol Waller. This is Type Radio from New York. Now we're talking.
Have you been ripped off?
Yes. I'm sure I've been ripped off.
Have you taken action against it?
Have we taken action against people? I don't know. I don't think so. It's more involved, and sometimes you're better off saying, you know, I've learned a lesson, just... But you've learned a lesson. You won't do that again. Like, that's it.
And do you have a favorite book?
We read all the time. I have a few favorite books.
And one of them?
I'm trying... Oh, God. Sometimes I get done with them. I absolutely love them. There's one by Diane... Oh, I can never say her name.
Gabaldon.
It's called The Outlander. And it's just a whole series how you go back in time through the stones. It's fantastic. That's great. There's certain books that certain things you always remember. I read a lot of James Patterson, but I wouldn't say he's like my favorite book, but he's like one of my favorite authors. It's because I like to escape. You know, when you're traveling every day on the train and you read what's going on in the city, in the world, it's just, I'd rather escape into a good book, mystery, spy, love. I'll take anything as long as it's a good book.
Do you also look at the design of the book before
you... Oh, my God, yes. When I read certain books, and Alan, this is horrible. Look at the spacing. Oh, my God, why did they use this typeface? It's horrible. Look, oh, yes, it's terrible. And movies?
Yeah.
Another one. I mean, you can't watch a movie without, of course, seeing all the type. And we're watching a movie. I can't remember the movie at the moment. And I said, Alan, whispering, you can't talk too loud. Look at the letter spacing. It's horrible. I can't read this. Movie stars, I go, I didn't know that person's in the movie. He goes, that was the letter space and you couldn't get past. So definitely, I notice everything. You cannot be in type without noticing everything.
Who's your hero?
Or do you have one?
Do you have heroes?
No.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite snack food?
I like raspberry sorbet, or I eat a lot of apples. That's about it. Again, I'm stuck. I don't eat that many.
What's your dearest possession?
My children and my grandchildren.
So they are your possession?
Well, I don't know what you call... Would you call that a possession? My dearest possession, other than my family... I guess I have things of my mother's that I treasure. If I have to do a possession type thing, yeah, that would be it. But otherwise, that's it.
Are you afraid?
Am I afraid? Yeah. I get nervous about some things, you know. But overall, no, I'm pretty secure in most of the things I do.
If there's anything else, if you had a chance to do anything else than what you're doing right now, what would it be?
Oh, my God. I wanted to be a chemist when I was going to go to school originally. But no, actually, I'm happy where I am. I don't think, no. Isn't it strange? I'm very content. I am a mother, I'm a grandmother, and I have a great job. No, I'm happy. I have no regret. I know, I wouldn't want to do anything else.
Good.
And what is the most beautiful word for you in any language?
Useful words?
No, beautiful. The most beautiful word.
Oh, beautiful word?
Yeah.
In sound.
In sound or...
Lettering.
Love.
Okay. Yeah. Is there somebody you really hate?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Yes, there is, but I wouldn't say it on radio.
How many syllables? No, I'm joking.
First letter?
Yeah.
When you get hurt enough, somebody can really hurt you at that point. I don't like to use that word. I don't think it's productive, and it really is very hurtful. And then what happens is, you waste so much energy on it that nothing else, you don't get anything done. So I try not using it, but when I do, there's one or two people, that's about it. Really, I won't repeat.
And does money make the world go around?
Unfortunately, it does. You need money. I got married very, very young, and I found out that you argue about two things in life, children and money. And money, it's, my mother said, how could you get married? You're so young, you have nothing. I said, Ma, those, if you struggle together, you'll stay together. Now I'm married 40 years, and I say to Alan, can we stop struggling? So money, it's unfortunate, you know, but you have to make a living, you know, you need money because you can't take a train without money, you know, you can't buy food without money. And
are you competitive?
I guess a little bit. I'm not that athletic. I wish I was, but I'm not. So I can't compete that way. But I guess I am a little bit in what I do. I want to be the best that I can be. And I try to be perfect. And I've learned, especially doing the topography annuals, no matter how hard you try for it to be perfect, it's printed and then there's that typo. Yeah. It's like, I don't believe it.
There's always one.
There's always one. Yeah. So I've learned over the years, no matter how hard, and I still try, that I know now, as I get older, that no matter how hard you try, you will have an error somewhere.
You can proofread like 5 million times.
And you don't see it. When I got my job, I said to Alan, because I wasn't a great typist, and there would always be a typo in there, and I said to him, please, I'll take the job, but you've got to read the minutes. That's one of the worst. That's something I don't like. Mm-hmm. I hate taking minutes. And at 22 years of taking minutes, and Alan would proofread it for me. This is the agreement we've had. And he will tell you, I would leave the minutes on the pillow with a pen in my hand so he could proofread it. I am so bad about having things done early. That's like, mm-hmm. I guess, one of my problems. Mm-hmm. That when I was in school, now you have to realize, a job, two children and a husband, I would do my papers early. So I had to do them early enough so that I could study for my finals. Again, it's everything's in my head to get it done. So I said to him, he came home and he would type my paper for me. This before computer. So he'd come home after a whole day, give him dinner, put out the typewriter, and he would type my paper for me. All done, and he'd go, by the way, when's this due? I said, 2 weeks.
No.
You made me type it. Yes, I have the family, the this, the that, and I have to study for two finals. Yes, my paper's done in two. I don't have to worry about it. That's the kind of, that's what I get nervous about. Not, you know, I'm nervous in that respect. So
Can you sing?
My family doesn't think so.
But do you think you can?
I used to as a kid. My teacher actually told me that I could sing. But I think as the years go by, no. I don't know. I sing to my grandchildren. And then my 19-month-old said, no. No.
The first word, no.
No. It's so funny. Go, no. So but he used to like the itsy bitsy spider. That, you know. I just go on and on.
Oh, that's clear.
And do you collect?
When we moved to Connecticut, they have tag sales, and I started collecting irons. This one person thinks I'm crazy because I like to keep my house clean all the time, and the fact that I collect old irons. So I have about a dozen of them now, and when we go places, I still look. I think they're great. They're a great piece of art. So I collect that. What else do we have? Otherwise, no, not that much. When we travel for TypeCon or A Type High, I started collecting letters to give my grandchildren. So I have an A and B, and now I have to be 4 weeks tomorrow, a granddaughter. So I'm collecting letters so they can put on their walls. So I guess, yes, I collect that.
Do you vote?
Oh, definitely. And can't complain. You can't complain.
Yeah, I quite agree.
And have you lived up to your parents' expectations?
Well, my parents are gone, but I've realized that I am almost like my parents in a lot of ways. So I think if they were alive, they'd say yes. You know, I'm in the same business. That hasn't changed. I work with my husband and my son. We have our own graphic production company. So my mother was the bookkeeper, and of course my mother taught me bookkeeping so I could do bookkeeping. I hate doing bookkeeping. So, but I do bookkeeping for the club as well as for our company. So I'm like my mother in that respect. I'm in the same industry. My father used to work for organizations. I run an organization. He used to do events. I do events. So in a lot of respects, I think my parents would be very proud of me.
And if another organization came forward, would you consider leaving the type directors?
Funny club? You should say that. I have a firm. My company, Directions East West, is a management firm. And I had 3 clients. And now I only have 1, which is TDC. And an organization, I won't say which one, several have approached me over the years, but one in particular, and they said, well, you could do both. And I said it would be a conflict of interest. And I'm not saying because it's radio, I love the TDC so much that I don't want to.
It's like a family.
Yeah, it really. I met one of our members at an AIGA conference once, and he said to me, aren't you bored? And I said, no, because every day is different. Every person that calls me from part of the world or whatever, it's different. And the club keeps growing. We keep changing. You know, with the internet, with the website. I mean, everything's, no. And look how our technology has changed. How could you possibly be bored? You know, and you keep meeting all these new and wonderful designers. And look at type rating. I mean, just look how the industry has changed. I've seen type from Ludlow, and I have a Ludlow case at the TDC office. I've seen how type has changed. My husband, when he came into the industry in 69, was doing alpha type and the photo letter. I mean, just, I've seen so many changes. So, no, I like what I do. I'm happy. And as long as TDC wants me, I'll stay.
To close it off, or would you have like, is there a favorite font? Or maybe I should put it differently. If you were a font, what font would you be?
Well, it's funny you asked me that. Mark Batty, you know Mark Batty from ITC? Uh-huh. Well, they had an exhibit once. There was an exhibit somewhere. I'm trying to remember whose exhibit it was. And Bodoni was up. And I said, well, I really like it. And he said, I could see why you do. I like Garam. I like serifs. There's something about sans serifs that bother me. So, yeah, I like Garamond. I like Bodoni. There's something about a serif face. I like a beautiful script. There's something, and I can't see when someone, a guy will say, oh, this is sexy, but scripts are. A beautiful, sexy script is nice.
You're the first serif we've interviewed.
Really?
Yeah, everybody wants to be a sans serif.
I don't know what it, I don't like them. There's nothing, oh God.
Something
all the
missing?
People I know. Yeah, maybe because I'm a woman. I don't know what it is. There's just something nice about it, a serif typeface, whereas when I read sans serif, it bothers me.
I have one more question, why do you think there's so little women in type design?
Oh, that's a good question I can answer. I think they've asked me that at the TypeCon several years ago. First, when we try to get women to talk at conferences, very few will even agree to do it. And I don't know why. I don't know if they're afraid to speak. I cannot figure that out. In type design, I'm not sure. Maybe it's just their backgrounds. I'm really not sure why. It's just odd. There are just so many more men in the field. In the design field, there are a lot of women.
That's what I mean, because between graphic design and typography, it's such...
And even in calligraphy, I think there are a lot of women. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, I'm not sure actually why, but I found that to be...
Too technical or something, maybe?
Oh, don't say that.
Well, I don't think so, but...
I don't know. Okay. In that respect, I really should start doing that. Meeting women and the women that I do know. Next year for the type competition, we do have one woman coming in that Yvonne Dietrich from Germany, or New Austria. Austria, I think she is.
I don't know.
She did Applica, I think it's called. And we used that, the gentleman I work with, Diego Vanisman, on the newsletter, he loved it so much that we contacted her, and they gave us the font. They gave us the font to use in the newsletter, and we asked her if she would come in to judge, and she said yes. So very happy about that. We always try to have a woman, but it gets hard, you know, trying to have... And I don't like doing that. I as a woman, I find it offensive that I have to make sure I have so many men and so many women, because to me, you should choose somebody for who they are, not their sex. But
thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.